Today we come to the last chapter, chapter 13. But this is not the end. Amen. This is the beginning. Praise the Lord. I think we can read the whole chapter together. Amen. Let us start with the brother first and then sister. Brothers.
Let brotherly love continue.
Amen. Let's start again. Read with our spirit.
Amen.
Read with such spirit that we want to go on.
Amen. Yes. Let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in body also.
Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge.
Right. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
So he may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Amen.
I will not fear.
Amen.
What can man do to me?
Amen.
Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday,
today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Do not be carried about with various strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them.
Amen.
We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat.
For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp.
Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate.
Therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
But we seek the one to come.
Amen.
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that it is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Amen.
But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Amen.
Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls, as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you.
Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience, in all things desiring to live honorably.
But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you this sooner.
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words.
Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly.
Greet all those who rule over you, and all the saints, those from Italy.
Grace be with you all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Grace be with you all. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. The book of Hebrews is wonderful. And I am so happy that I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Yes. But the question is, what kind of a believer are we? Moses, what kind of believer are you? You believe, right? Yeah. We're all believers. But what kind of? Yeah, I really, these days, I brought this to the Lord, I pray. I want to be a believer. Always look upon Jesus as my high priest.
Amen.
I want to be a believer that realize I need to be perfected. I want to be a believer. I don't want to stay not going on. I want to be a believer. Always keep go on.
Amen.
Go on, go on, and go on. Amen. Until the Lord complete His purpose. Amen. We are here not for ourselves. Yeah. Very often we think, how is my life? How is even our church life? How we enjoy the meeting, how we enjoy the conference. But we miss the point that everything served for His purpose, to reach His purpose. Therefore, in the middle of the conference, somehow we adjusted our title, the subject, that God's purpose. And we want to fulfill His purpose. This is the goal of our life. This is the goal of Christian life. So that I don't want to be just a believer believe. I want to go on. So therefore, last chapter, just like I said, this is the beginning of our Christian life. The Lord told us very special things that we have to watch. The whole book of Hebrews is actually to the believers. It's not to the unbelievers. It's to the believers. So if we are the real believer, then we want to follow step by step. And I'm just wondering, there were so many high vision was showed us in the few chapters, from chapter 1 to chapter 12. And suddenly, in chapter 13, started with, let brotherly love continue. Seems to me this is a very small thing, right? The captain of our salvation, the high priest, and now, at the end, the conclusion, the first point is, let brotherly love continue. Oh Lord. But everything starts from the small things. If we always expecting such big things coming to us, we can complete God's work through ourselves, then we really miss the point. The Lord starts with us as a man on this earth. Start with us first. Love your brother. Love your brother. In these days, I really, especially a lot of things happen. In the last few months, I really consider, what is the brotherly love? What is the brotherly love? Brother, do you love me? You will die for me? You might give me, help me. You might take me to your house and offer me lunch, dinner. But I don't know if you will die for me. I doubt. Yeah. But the Lord died for us. Don't forget, He is our brother. His love is the real brotherly love. When we love a brother, we really want to help a brother, right?
Not to kill him.
No. Not to kill the brother. Right. In 1 John, we can read that the love and the light always come together. Right. If you really love a brother, you want to lead him to the light. Don't forget, the whole Hebrews is our high priest and captain of our salvation. And we always have these two before our eyes. If you love a brother, you always have to want to lead him to the high priest. If you love your brother, you want to lead him to the captain of our salvation. That's the way, right? We love our children, right? We love our family member. We love our spouse. When we have anything happen in between, we all want to lead with a purpose, lead him to the high priest. Lead this person to the light. That's the real love. And that's the love of Jesus Christ. He saved us. He is righteous. Right? He saved us. He didn't say, oh, okay, everything's fine. But he leads us to himself. He is our real brother. We have to learn that. If I personally not experience the love of the Lord, how can I really love the brother with this kind of pure love? It is very difficult. Then we might go into a risk and love the brother with honey. Right? This, I remember that the meal offering. What is the condition of the meal offering? No honey, right? No leaven. Freddie, if you did something wrong, I want to correct you. I will not say, Freddie, it's okay. Just don't do next. Just finish. I love you. Okay. No. I want to lead you into the light. I want to lead you to our captain, our salvation. That's the real love. Amen. Let us learn that. Amen. I see a lot of things happen. The honey really hindered the going on of the church life. Right. This is from our flesh. Right. That might seems very good at that moment, but later cannot go on with that like that. This is not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants to have a pure love. Right. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord. Therefore, let us learn. Always have these two go before our eyes. Captain of our salvation and the high priest. Amen. Certainly continue with this. If we have this before our eyes, we will have sympathy with the sins we are suffering. This is the real love. With this before our eyes, then we will not sin. We will not have adultery.
Amen. Right.
He is the source. Right. Do not think you can make it without him. No. Right. Otherwise, we will not be a believer. You are a believer, you believe yourselves. You think you can make it. No. This is the lesson I have to learn, we all have to learn, that we have to rely on our high priest.
Amen.
Rely on his intercession. And then, actually, coming also start at small things, right? It's the verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Yeah. I think, let us read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 to 8. This verse is familiar for a lot of saints, I'm pretty sure. First Timothy chapter 6, 6 to 8. Let us read together.
Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certainly we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content.
Yeah. And have a food and clothing, with those we shall be content.
Read verse 9.
Yes, 9 also, yes.
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
Amen.
But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
Amen.
Amen.
So let the word of God convince us.
Amen.
Wonderful, right?
Amen.
Amen. This reminds me the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
We don't have a fast city and residence on this earth.
Right.
And remind me also the inheritance. We have such rich inheritance that we have.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
And therefore, immediately, the writer of the Hebrews say, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can my man do to me.
Right.
Yeah. Are you worried about your daily living? Yeah, maybe. But look upon Jesus.
Amen.
It is very practical in our daily life.
Amen.
Right. If you content, if you really discipline yourself, you will realize your life is so easy.
Amen.
So easy. Right. The Lord will provide. Mm. The Lord will provide. And that, if we went through the chapter 11, right? As the brother showed us. Some of them, they even don't know where they are going. Some of them, they even don't know what in this, what they are going to be. Right? I don't know if Noah knows where he can find all the materials to build an ark. But he just go and build it. Right? So today, if we are such believer, a believer want to go on, do you think the Lord will not provide us? Are we so short-sighted? The Lord gives us such mission. Open our eyes to see, I will complete my plan with you. And do you think He will not provide us things we need? He will. He will. And that is a matter of exercise. Yeah, and that is also a matter of growth in our Christian life. Oh, Lord. And then, now comes verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow on considering the outcome of their conduct.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Amen. This is a very important point. In the Revelation, there is seven stars hold in the hand of the and this is the messenger, and that is also the leading brothers in the church. What is a ruler? The ruler is actually not one who rules, it's one who leads the people to go to the right direction. It's a leader. It's a leader. If you good country not depends on the people, certainly we have the people have to be diligent and working and so, but depends on the leader. Right? If you have a good leader, you lead the country to the right direction. Right? Our Lord is a captain of our salvation.
Amen.
Are we going want to follow this captain, or we want to follow something else? Right? Oh, Lord, it's wonderful that we have such leader in the church.
Yeah.
Here's a very important point, considering the outcome of their conduct. Let us read Ephesians chapter 4, 14. Chapter 4, 14.
That
we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carry about every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
Amen. Amen. And then 15 also.
Yes.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Who is the head? Christ.
Amen.
Yes. When I read this verse, chapter 14, I think if a leader or a teacher in the church speak something wrong and you follow, actually, I think that's also a part of your own fault,
right?
Because you are not mature. You are not actually has such discernment, right? That's your fault in a way, right? And we should not always blame the one who speak. Just like very often we blame the evil one, the devil. Why do you do that to me? Why you tempt me? That's why I did that. No. That's your own fault. So therefore, I thought, instead to complain, to certainly we should say the truth, right? But in the positive way, we should be mature.
Right.
We should establish ourselves. We should reject such wrong teaching. Right? So that's actually I speak to myself. I don't know the scripture very well. I want to be trained. I want to be a mature person. So that I don't want to be when a wind comes, and you go this way, you go that way. That's your own fault, isn't it? Right?
Right.
That's your own
Absolutely.
Fault.
Absolutely.
If you are still 2 years old, okay, that's the fault of your parents. But now you are 30, 40, 50, 60. Whose fault is that? Your own fault. So therefore, I encouraged all the saints to really establish yourself in the truth. Hold on fast what you have. And go on.
Amen.
Right? Don't worry about so many things. That's immediately here. And then verse where? Sorry, let's go back to 13. Verse 9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace. My heart should be established by grace. Who can touch your heart? Yourself and the Lord. Not the leading one. Don't blame something. If you want to go on, drop it. Close your eyes. Ear. Do not hear such various strange teaching.
Right.
Jump it and go on.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will be really fall in the trap of Satan because he doesn't want us to go on.
Right?
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 Yes. So therefore, reject such things.
Amen.
And go on.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I really praise the Lord with such sequence. At the beginning, I thought was 13, chapter 13. So many different points. From the brotherly love, and suddenly, and then content, and then suddenly, now it's leading ones. No, this continues. Really step by step. That's the wisdom of the writer of Hebrews.
Amen.
Yeah. And then, he gives us the example of the Lord. How the Lord overcome all these things. He is a perfect man. Perfect man. I'm happy that I am man. He come a perfect man and died for us. And really solve the most most heavy problem is a sin. He died for us. Right? Verse 11.
Yes.
For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the camp. He died for us. He died for us. He is the absolutely perfect burnt offering.
Amen.
And perfect sin offering and trespass offering. He died for us. Outside of the camp. Outside of all this cage with various teaching, strange teaching, and camp is always comfortable, right?
Yeah. Right.
We should go out of our comfort zone. Go out of comfort zone. 13, therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuous city, but we seek the one to come.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Seek the one to come. Amen.
Yeah.
Seek the one to come.
This also speaks to me very strong. And we have to come, go out of our comfort zone. Very comfortable. If you don't do anything, it's most comfortable. But we have to go out. To go out and then really follow the captain of our salvation. Right? I want to be with him together. I don't want to be so comfortable in the camp but far away from our Lord. No. Go out and with him together. Let us read one verse in Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were continued worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Amen. They didn't quit. They didn't quit.
Praise the Lord.
And what they did? They rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Amen.
George, are you ready? Be beaten and rejoicing?
George is ready.
Oh, Lord. Are we ready to go out of the camp and follow him and rejoicing and be beaten? Oh Lord. Therefore, I want to be such believer.
Yeah.
Not a believer so comfortable, sit on our sofa and and then go to the meeting and even drive 20 minutes is too far. Maybe I can do Skype. How about that? And then next to my computer I also have a coffee. And Skype. And join the prayer meeting.
Oh.
It's wonderful, right?
Very nice, yeah.
Go out. Amen. Go out.
Amen.
Follow our Lord.
Okay.
Yeah. Such small suffering is nothing compared to what the Lord did for us. He died for us. Yeah. He died for us.
Amen.
It's really, really wonderful, this that all the disciples in Acts, they rejoice. They rejoice. Yeah. Now, I just want to emphasize one thing. Let's see, now the Lord mentioned in verse 12, therefore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 15, again. 13, again, therefore. 15 again, therefore. We cannot split this paragraph session in three pieces. This is one piece.
Right. Amen.
Therefore. Right? The Lord died for us. Therefore, we have to follow him.
Amen.
Why? There's no continuous city here. We want to follow him.
Amen.
But how can we reach the city which is to come? How come? How? Therefore,
Amen.
By him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That really opened my eyes. Continue to offer.
Amen.
This is not just one-time job. Mm-hmm. We don't want to stop. If you stop, you cannot continue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, again, verse 15, therefore by him let us continue offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And then, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Let us read Hosea 14, verse 2. Hosea 14, chapter 2.
Chapter 14, verse 2.
Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our rest.
Here's actually the calf. Here's the animal. You know, the whole book of Hosea is to step by step describe how the rebellion, the children of Israel.
Right.
And here in the chapter, at almost at the end, yeah, the Lord says, repent. And this is actually a trespass offering. You need the fruit of your lips. You have to confess your sins and then offer to God. This is not just use your lips, say, praise the Lord, fine. No, this is really the fruit of your lips. What is? You confess. You repent. The Lord, God expects that the children of Israel to repent. That's why the whole book is actually point the finger to them, right? Say, take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquities. Take away all iniquities. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. This is the real offering to the Lord. Right. But there is also in verse 16, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. We can take one example. Romans 12. That's one example. Okay. Romans 12.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
We present our bodies for the service in the church. This is in outline. And there are a lot of service in the church life. And there are also a lot of service in the old covenant they have in the temple, in the priesthood. They have to do a lot of things. But this, remember, very important, this cannot replace the offering to the God. Do not replace this with offering. We certainly don't misunderstand me. We should not look down the service in the church life. This is exactly the place you can gain the substance of Christ. After you gain the substance of Christ, this fruit you still have to bring to the Lord. Right? On Sunday, Sharon really offered the offer to the Father. All our service is for the church life, for the brothers and sisters, right? But this offering is to God. Right? At that time, I think you offer food. Call the restaurant to want to order food and everything. You do that service for us, right? But the experience you have, the substance you have, you bring to the Father. Don't replace all the service with offering. In the past few months, we read the Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. From the chapter 1 to the end. And at the beginning is the Lamb of God, right? And then the second chapter is change the water to wine. He is the Lord. He is the real wine. Amen. And then chapter 3, and he tell how important born again, how important it is, right? In chapter 4, he talked to the woman, show him the water of life, right? And later, the bread of life. His service, he feed everybody, right? And chapter 17, he pray for everybody. All this is the service of the Lord on this earth. How about he stopped there? He didn't go to the cross. Bring himself as the burnt offering. Bring himself as a consummation for all these five offerings at the cross. We don't have our salvation today. All these things is really he served his Father. He even said, to do your will is my food. Right? But at the end, he still has to offer himself to the Father. Amen. Let us remember, our offering is not to you, to anybody, even not to our brother, Jesus Christ. Our offering is to the Father. The Lord is so faithful from the beginning to the end. Go through and go on to the end and offer himself and to please the Father. Oh Lord, I hope we can go on.
Amen.
Right. And this is the way. This is the way. And it is so wonderful that this and the last few verses say, therefore, and therefore, and therefore. Therefore, and therefore. And I personally, I bring this matter to the Lord. We know there are a lot of opposition. But, as I said, drop that. Forget that. We want to go on. In a way, maybe in a way, some cannot take it. But in a way, we, every one of us, have this desire to go on. Nobody can teach you how you can be mature. You have to know. You have to be mature. I cannot teach Freddy. Be mature. I can tell you 3 times, 100 times. I can't. You have to do yourself. So, we pray for one another. Amen. But at the end, we ourselves have to give account before the Lord. This is a serious matter. Right? This is a very, very serious matter. At that moment, same as these 10 virgins, the other 5 asked for oil. And then the other 5 has to say, if I give you, that will be not enough for me. I am sorry. Oh Lord. Let us go on.
Amen.
Go on positive. Go on. Right. You know, again, there is one person in this universe who doesn't want us to go on. We know who that is. Yeah. Don't follow into his trap. Amen. Let's go on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Lord Jesus. And the wonderful is to verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the resurrection. Amen. That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you completely in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleased in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Just one sentence here. To do what? To do his will. Not your will, okay? To do his will. Remember that. Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be with you all.
Actually, I just wanted to share, I'd testify to something that Brother Muchang shared. Hold on, let's see, here we go. in Hebrews chapter 13, I really enjoyed this matter about letting brotherly love continue, right? And how much he shared that it has to be with this humanity of Christ, which is without honey, and is pure and is for the Lord's purpose, right? I was considering, even as we read also the verse, verse 9, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have been who have not profited those who have been occupied with them, right? I really considered in my past, right, when I read this verse, let brotherly love continue, it really was in a very general way, right? You know, love overcomes all, love is conquers all things, and it's you just love everybody, love all things, right? Be so tolerant and take it all in, right? Everything is love, 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 right? But we see Christ, you know, even though he loved the saints, he loved his disciples, right? He also spoke and he cut straight the word, right? As we read in Hebrews, that the chapter 4, that the word cuts divides soul from spirit, right? And this is really the Lord. And how he loves, right? It's not just with, you know, being nice to people, right? But it's really a love that desires to bring everyone further and up and go on with the Lord, right? And I really appreciated this matter. You know, it says, we have this generalization with love that's just too general, right? And it's not enough for the Lord to have his purpose. And I was even considering, right, where it talks about testing, right? 1 Thessalonians 5.21. Can we read that? 1 Thessalonians 5.21. Test all things, hold fast what is good, right? Yeah, even this I used to read very generally, right? Test all things. Somebody tells you something, you test it, and is it generally a positive thing or is it a negative thing, right? In my mind, I've realized, yeah, I let a lot of things go because they're generally good. But what do we hear from the Lord himself, right? in Luke chapter 18, 19, they're calling him good, good teacher, right? And Jesus says, so Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God, right? And so we have to see clearly, right, when we test all things, when we put them before the Lord, it's not a matter if it's positive or negative, it's, is it the will of the Lord, right? Is it something that is really of God? And if it is, then it is good. And if it's not, then it's not good, right? It may seem positive, it may seem very nice, but it's not good, right? We can only call things good which are of God, right? And I was considering, you know, in my past, back even as an example, when I was back in a denominational church, right, there was this one moment, for example, right, a pastor who I respected very much at the time, and, you know, I loved him like a brother, and when it came time to have some time of singing, he said, oh, no, I thought we weren't going to do this unless we have more instruments, right? And it really troubled me because I thought to myself, is this really what the Lord wants, right? You know, that we do things because it pleases us, that we would have some amount of instrumentation or some amount of things which are pleasing to us, or are we here for the Lord, right? And even from an early time back, even before I heard about what the Lord wanted for his church, these things stayed with me because I realized we can't just take what everybody says, just because they are a believer, just because they may be older than us, we can't just take all these things and put them in us and say, yes, this is good food for us, right? But we have to test all things, know from the Lord, and so that we aren't carried about with every strange doctrine and teaching, right? As we've been sharing in Hebrews, there's only one high priest, right? It's not, you know, it's not Freddie, it's not John, it's not Moses, it's not Toby, it's not Uncle John, right? It's not any of us, right? But it's the high priest who is Jesus himself, Jesus Christ, right? And if he is not the one that we go back to, right, this is where we get carried about with every such strange thing, right? Everything must be tested, right? And as it says in Romans 8:6, right? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, right? Maturity, right? As Muchong was sharing about, is a very important thing. You know, these days I have friends, many friends who are Christians, some of them, but some of them tell me some crazy things, and, you know, the question is up to me, right? Do I put this before the Lord, and do I say, is this the right thing before you, right? It's not a matter of, it's not a matter that it is their fault necessarily for saying such a thing, because they don't, the Lord has not shown them, but I have to test it before the Lord and say, Lord, is this really from you, right? If I just take in everything, if I took in everything that my friend said, man, I would just be in death, right? Carnally minded, oh, yeah, you're right, it must be like this, right? But if I have, if I know the Lord and I have come before him and I've put these matters to him, there's only life and peace, right? We have to see this clearly, right? Oftentimes, you know, we like to take in, what is your opinion about this? What is your opinion about this? What do you think about this, right? Well, how did they think about it, right? What did that other brother think about this, right? But we have to say for ourselves, what did the Lord show us? What did he speak to us, right? Correct. This is the only way that we can know what is good, right? Right. Sometimes, you know, if you want to know, if I want to know what Christine wants, I have to ask her directly, right? I can't just ask everybody else to talk to her for me, right? But, and we too, it's a little ludicrous sometimes, right? Because that's the way we are, right? Yes. We trust in those that we care about. We trust in those that, in a sense, like the brother mentioned, that we have honey with, that we relate to. But we don't trust in the one who actually has the final say, right? Which is this living God. Amen. And I just really appreciated this. If we really are at peace with the Lord, if we have come to him and he has shown us what he wants, right, then it is life and peace, right? It isn't this death and this frustration and this carnal mind that leads there, right? But it's the life and peace that the Lord can give us if we really ask him and struggle with him, right? As I shared about yesterday with the things in Cupertino back in 2007 and 2008, right at the end of it, as much as I was struggling with, you know, the brothers who I knew for a very long time, and well, yeah, I know them. They're very spiritual. What should I think about what they say? They're very spiritual. What should I think about what they say? As much as I struggle with all of that, at the end of it, it's only by asking the Lord, what did he want, that really gave me life and peace. in spite of, you know, any human relationships, I knew from the Lord, and that's when I had peace, right? Not before that, not trying to sort out in my mind what was right, but because the Lord spoke to me, right? And so we need to wrestle with the Lord in such a way. Test all things and wrestle with Him. Amen.
Teach us right. to do your will.
Amen.
Teach us to hear your speaking.
Amen.
And to accept what is only from you.
Amen. Amen. Lord, you make us complete in every good work.
Amen.
To do your will.
Amen.
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 Remind us that we have no continuing city here.
Amen.
But we seek the one to come.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to miss the mark.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to come short.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Feel free to fellowship.
All right.
Yeah, praise the Lord for speaking these days. In the matter that our brother was sharing about in terms of wrestling with the Lord, to really test each thing to see if it's from Him. This morning, there was a matter on my heart, and I really wanted to see if it was of the Lord or for myself. And so as I was at the gym in the hotel trying to wrestle with the Lord over these matters, the Lord led me to some verses. And one of them was Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. And I'll just read it for you. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." And then he reminded me of a verse that I had read previously in Psalm 139:22-24, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me to the way everlasting."
Amen.
And he really showed me that this matter that I was wrestling with wasn't necessarily if the outcome's one way or the other, but that I would bring this matter before Him, that He would teach me to bring all things to Him, to test what is in our heart, to see if it is of the Lord or of ourselves, because our heart is deceitful above all things.
Right.
I had not known this before, but do we really have this kind of understanding? Like, to really see that our flesh is death, like the mindset on the flesh is death. This carnal mind really brings about death. When we try to think and analyze and overanalyze something of ourselves, it just always ends in death. But as soon as the Lord breaks through in our heart, and we say, "Okay, Lord, I come to your throne of grace," we can come boldly to His throne of grace and give these matters to Him. He'll transform our heart. He'll show us, okay, this is what I desire. As it says in Hebrews 4:12, which we read earlier in this conference, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I really enjoyed this last part, is discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart.
Amen.
When we really bring these matters to the Lord, He can judge, He can discern the thoughts and intents of our heart, to really see if they are of Him or of ourself.
Amen.
And I really appreciate about this Lord, this word is so practical. It really is for each of our individual experiences with the Lord.
Amen.
To bring and wrestle with Him ourselves, right? Just as Jacob wrestled with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, even to the point that his leg was injured. You know, do we come to the Lord with such a spiritual vigor to want to know what is on the
Amen.
Heart of the Father?
Right.
Or do we just take it as doctrine and go our own way. So may the Lord really bring us into this reality.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.